Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Self Care Daily, my friends. Happy Thursday. I hope you're having a great day so far. It is time for our deepening work of the week. And as you already know, this week has been dedicated to our hearts. We have spent some time just listening to our hearts. We're tuning in to find that inner voice inside. We are processing some feelings that might have been stuck and just giving our hearts more attention. What I want to do today as we go a little bit deeper is to tune in to the part of our heart that might be a little bit more challenging to hold space for. Now, we live in a society that tends to value emotions that we deem positive or comfortable, like joy and happiness and love and compassion. Those things we tend to label as good, and we are often encouraged to always search for and feel those feelings, of course. But then we have this whole other wide spectrum of emotion that most of us haven't had a lot of practice actually being with and actually allowing and encouraging. I'm talking about the less comfortable emotions like shame or fear, anxiety, grief, anger. We generally don't have that much practice of knowing what to do when those feelings come our way or how to actually process those feelings and to welcome them and allow them to be a part of our hearts, just like any other feeling is. So what I want to do today is really tune in to something that has been weighing on your heart lately, something that you've been holding inside that is making you feel low. Something that might be triggering an uncomfortable feeling. Maybe you're feeling a sense of shame or embarrassment about something, or there's guilt or blame present, or perhaps some resentment or anger. Something there that's been present in your heart that's just been weighing you down. And we're doing that to invite that feeling, to give ourselves permission to feel all the things, knowing we can feel more than one thing at one time as well. So just because you have some resentment present doesn't mean that you're also not happy at times or grateful or joyful to be here. We can feel many things at once. And what I want to tune into today is something that has been weighing heavy on your heart lately.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So take a moment right here, right now, and chances are the moment you just shift your awareness to something that is feeling heavy right now, that your mind immediately knows what it is. You're going to know in your heart this one area of your life that you've been struggling with lately, or maybe it's the state of the world or some of the hardships that other people around you are going through right now, or maybe something deeply personal that's unfolding just for you. But take a moment to get present with that feeling of heaviness, if it's there. Doesn't mean it's there in this moment. Maybe you're not navigating something like that, but just get curious and start to focus on your heart space, tune in, and search for something that has been making you feel low lately. Is there an emotion there that you haven't processed? Is there something that is held back? Something that feels a little stuck or stagnant? Is there a feeling you've been longing to express, but you just haven't been able to give yourself full permission to actually do it? What is it? What is weighing heavy on your heart? Now, this practice is not meant to bring you down. We don't have to move through our day-to-day looking for something that's wrong. What it really is about is getting present with what already is here. So instead of trying to shy away from those uncomfortable emotions or pretending like they're not there or bypassing ourselves, which we tend to do often, just giving ourselves that absolute space and time to acknowledge what is already here, to give yourself permission to feel everything that's in your heart, not just the easy stuff, but the challenging things too. And validating yourself in that, knowing there's nothing wrong with you because you feel that feeling. We all feel the same things, just not always at the same time, right? So if you want to take this to your journal today, or if you want to take this into conversation or a sharing with a trusted friend in your life, the prompt that we are journaling or meditating on today is something that's been weighing heavy on my heart lately is. Something that's been weighing heavy on my heart lately is. Spend some time there just to untangle anything that might feel stuck or stagnant, and just to bring that to surface and give yourself full permission to feel what is in your heart. I hope you have the time today to anchor into this practice. And if you feel like you don't, try to carve out the time. Prioritize your heart, prioritize your emotional body. It's really important. And if feelings come up, give yourself some space to feel and process them. And just take note of what it feels like after a practice like this. Oftentimes, after acknowledging what's already in our hearts, we start to feel a little bit lighter and things start to change and shift right away. Have a beautiful, beautiful practice today and a beautiful rest of this Thursday. I'll be back with a new practice tomorrow.